Democrats who run the Senate met behind closed doors for a second day today to talk about their version of the budget. Majority Leader Russ Decker has said he favors a budget that restores the governor's version of an oil tax, one that bans oil companies from passing on the cost to consumers. Assembly lawmakers removed that ban. The senator also favors the governor's plan to rewrite Wisconsin's liability laws involving who can be sued in multi-party accidents. Assembly lawmakers killed that proposal. But any changes Decker wants require the support of his Democratic colleagues in the Senate, and as of this morning, he was mum on where they stood. The only issue he discussed at any length was his support for cutting Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen's budget along the lines of cuts that passed the legislature's Joint Finance Committee.
You bet. Van Hollen was out there when he was campaigning and said he could do more with less. And it's obvious that there was some needs there, and we did that in the last budget and the budget repair bill. We just think he needs to be in the mix as well as the other agencies.
Republican Minority Leader Scott Fitzgerald had a different take on those cuts today.
Punitive, politically motivated, there's no doubt in my mind. I think even some of the Democrats in the Assembly saw that.
But even on this issue, Majority Leader Decker would not say definitively where his members stood. And any changes they pass won't be final. Decker said legislative leaders would likely end up negotiating their differences in a conference committee. Rank-and-file lawmakers would then be forced to take an up or down vote on whatever leaders decide. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.